ilman. Ilm is of two types. Ilmun al-lisan. One ilm is only on the tongue. And the other, al-ilm fil qalb. That ilm that goes to the heart. It starts first when we look with our eyes, we read, we hear the sabaks, etc. It from the ears and the eyes and the tongue that works, that ilm comes into the tongue. And then if there is no blockages, then it goes to the heart. And if there is a blockage, it doesn't go to the heart even. It just stays on the tongue, in the eyes, etc. And just incidentally, I remember, just mention it, it will be of benefit to you also, that this ilm which is on the tongue and the eyes, in West Africa, the countries in West Africa, Senegal, Mali, Nigeria, etc., till today, the hibs that is taught to the children is taught in this way, that the ustad will write the sabak for the student on a slate. About 5 ayats, 5 lines, only so much. And that student must read it now with his eyes. He uses his eyes. 41 times he must read it. Repeat it 41 times, by which less than that a person knows his sabak. But 41 times it becomes very, very thorough. Then it is wiped off that slate, and the student for the rest of his life won't see it in written form again. Then the student, he hambrawas his sabak to his ustad, not only verbally that he knows it, but he has to write it also. Exactly as the Quran Sharif is written, and the rasmul khat, the form in which the Quran Sharif is written, that is also tanzeel min Allah, revealed by Allah. And it is not permitted to write any word of the Quran Sharif in any different way, though it can be written. But Quran Sharif, it is not permitted. Like for example, Yaseen, how it's written in the Quran Sharif, Ya and Seen joined with it. That is how it has to be written in that way. And Yaseen, you can also write it Ye Alif, Ya and then the Seen. Or Seen Ye Nun, Yaseen. But Quran Sharif, you cannot write it in any other way but how it has been revealed by Allah Ta'ala. Many other words like that also. And some words, in one place they are written this way, in another place they are written in a different way. Exactly at that place how it's written, Mustafa, it can be written in different ways. But how it's written, the word Allah, it can be written in other ways also according to Arabic writing. But in the Quran Sharif, and Allah's name is not permitted to be written in any other way, but as it's written like here on top. Only in that way is it permitted to be written. So the student then has to write out the sabak also like that. And when he's completed, he has to hambrawa that whole Quran Sharif in one day to his ustad. Normally 2 years they take to complete. And he has to write out the whole Quran Sharif also. Exactly. And that is what they call a hafiz. And what they say, what we call hafiz, they all are hafiz like that. But that is the quality of hifz that they have. Anyway, so we were discussing that this Quran, that this ilm, one is ala lisan, just on the tongue. And what we see with our eyes, we use that. And even there, even for ilm ala lisan, which is not the matlub and not the maqsood, it is also, a person will be deprived from that also if he makes na qadri, be adabi, na shukri, etc. How will that come? Like for example, there's a problem at house. The father has passed away. Now he's the eldest son. He has to go back again to the family. Actually, it wasn't that. Allah made that the outward means. It was our, we did not appreciate. We made be adabi, etc. Allah deprived us of even ilm al-lisan. Or we would do something that the madrasa authorities expel us and they send us home. And it is such a thing that other madrasas also don't want to accept us. Or we go there, 1-2 months we stay, we get expelled from there also. So we are deprived of even from ilm al-lisan. And the real ilm is ilm fil qalb, which goes to the heart. And when there is no blockages, and therefore it is absolutely necessary that a student makes his islah. If he's got takabbur in him, takabbur will block that ilm to go into his heart. If he's got nashukri in him, if he's got other gunas, common gunas with students, masturbation, homosexuality, ghibat, especially ghibat of the ustad. This is a common thing. Students speak wildly anything about their ustads. And this is a very dangerous thing. It blocks that ilm to go into the heart. And if ilm goes into the heart, ilm fil qalb, the heart is the king of the body. And the chief advisor of the heart is the brain. We all will experience that sometimes we want to do something wrong. And I feel I must do it. But the brain tells you, don't, it's wrong, you mustn't do it. You'll get caught, this will happen, that will happen. But the final decision remains with the heart. What the heart finally, in spite of all that advises, what the brain gives, what the heart will decide, the heart will do. And sometimes you want to do something good, and the brain tells you, no, don't do it, etc. Then, but the final decision is with the heart. In this, remember this beautiful malfuz of Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, ke tabiyat par aqal ko ghalib rakho. That we, what we like to do, and that is what is nafs. And nafs, tabi'at marghubat tabi'iyya, things that you like according to your nature, your tabiyat, marghubat tabi'iyya, ghair shari'iyya, which is against shari'at, that is called nafs. So this tabiyat par aqal ko ghalib rakho. Don't just do what you feel like doing. Feel like sleeping, sleep. Feel like eating, eat. Feel like looking anywhere, look anywhere. You want to watch World Cup, you want to watch World Cup. Just what you want to do, you just do. Keep your brains over it. Let your brains control your tabiyat. And don't make your brains also your Allah. Ra'ayta man ittakhadha ilahahu hawa. That your tabiyat you make your God. Just what you want to do, you do. Don't do that. Let your aqal control. And don't make your aqal your God also. Or aqal par shariat ko ghalib rakho. Quran and hadith. Keep Quran and hadith to harness and control your aqal also. Also one point before I forget. Maulana Ahmad Dokrat is our good friend. He said that one sheikh, Arab sheikh, taught him this dua and he experienced the immediate benefits of this dua. If you want to make hifz of anything, you want to learn anything, hadith or even your Quran Sharif, and you're finding it difficult, read this dua. Allahumma anta maqsoodi. Allahumma anta matloobi. You are my matloob. Wa ridaaka maqsoodi. And your pleasure is my maqsood. Allahumma anta matloobi wa ridaaka maqsoodi. He said, then try and learn, you'll see how quick you learn it. So inshallah, try and use that also. Learn hifz, hadith, etc., other ibarat of our kitabs, etc. So anyway, this ilm, to reach the heart, there mustn't be any of these blockages. Tawadu there must be. If there is takabbur, it blocks it to go in there. If there is nashukri, it blocks it. And if that there isn't the blockages, you made your islah, you remove that, and now it has come into your heart, that ilm now will control your life. That ilm of Quran and hadith, now you're on the path of sirat-i-mustaqim. Sirat-i-mustaqim, the straight path, is the direct path, the shortest cut. The shortest distance between two points is a straight line. The minute you go little bit off, now it goes off. And then, or a crooked line, zigzag line is more longer. Or a crooked line is more longer. Straight path, that is the sirat-i-mustaqim. It is the shortcut and it is a straight road direct to Allah Ta'ala already in this world to Jannah in the year after. So this ilm that we are acquiring, let us see that we acquire it like this. Then we will get the benefit of ilm. And not only us, other people will also see. When you are traveling, like on a car, and you are moving, and you are covering your distances easily, everyone will say he's got a very good car. Hey, we are getting stuck here, we're getting punctured here, we all problems. We must get a car. So this ilm if we get, people will see that we must also get that kind of ilm. We don't won't have to complain that why people sending their children to university, why our friends going to university. They will see that these people's lives are so wonderful. But when they don't see that in our lives also, they see we're not content. They see that we got hirs, greed of dunya. They see that we have got lalach, greed of dunya. They see that the gunas which are in them are in us also. So they say there's no difference. So they might as well as go to university. They don't see any difference. But when they see that we are living a right life and we're enjoying this life and the fruit of it, they tasting also. We also tasting. They also tasting. Then they will say, no, that is the right path. So that result of it, that also is important. So we have to, avoid, make your islah. And then see, inshallah, how much this ilm will benefit you, a cause of benefit to other people also. May Allah give us tawfiq. Those people who still haven't made niyat for Ramzan to spend your Ramzan here. And those who have made other programs, that is a big qurbani to change your program. But jitni tumhari qurbani, utni khuda ki meherbani. How much you will make qurbani, so much Allah's meherbani will come. And then you will see, phir hai lazzate khubani. Khubani is a very sweet fruit. Then you will get that enjoyment of that sweet fruit. So make sure, make full effort that you make your islah, and then you acquire your knowledge, and then see, inshallah, how much you will benefit from this knowledge. Wa akhiru da'wana.